Russia has had a troubling history with bombings, and right now a spate of bomb threats is creating havoc in Moscow. Even though they've all turned out to be hoaxes, it's been a massive disruption for people in the Russian capital. Directly or indirectly, more than 1 million Russians have been caught up in this string of bomb scares on public places. Vitaly Shevchenko watches Russian media for the BBC.
It's been almost 2 months, actually, since this latest wave of bomb hoaxes started. It seems to have reached a new high today. Official accounts of what's going on are scarce, but the media say that all of the Moscow metro stations, all of Moscow's hospitals, supermarkets belonging to two major chains, more than 100 schools, 20 shopping centres and many courts were being checked by the police, and some have been evacuated. The problem is nobody knows what's behind it. Nobody knows who's coordinating it all.
Police are responding to the threats by evacuating locations that have been specified as targets or by showing up in force with sniffer dogs. Authorities are not saying much publicly or in any of the Kremlin-controlled news outlets, and that is just adding to the confusion. So how do Russians know what's really happening with all the bomb-related news?
Well, first, when I was there last winter, it happened to me. I got stuck on the metro in Moscow. Also, if we don't see it on official media, we go to social media and there's an abundance of reports about, oh, I went to the shop and got evacuated, or my school's been evacuated. It's hugely disruptive when people are complaining.
Also complaining, editors at the independent newspaper Novaya Gazeta. They published an open letter to the Russian security service with a headline that reads, "Why are you keeping silence?" The editorial argues that the bomb evacuations are part of a plan to, quote, destabilize the social and political situation in Russia, and it calls on authorities to put an end to, quote, telephone terrorism.